Fond du Lac District Attorney Michael O'Rourke made his plea for a drug court this week at a Senate Judiciary and Correction Committee hearing. O'Rourke says when he asks his county board to fund one, they always ask him the same question.
If this is going to help us to stop people from going to prison, why should the county spend money to save the state money in the prison budget? And it's a good question. The facts are that drug courts save us all money.
O'Rourke says in some of the counties where the courts have been operating, drug-related crimes have dropped by as much as 30%. He says the annual cost per offender ranges from $1,500 to $10,000, much less than the $25,000 to $50,000 a year it costs to keep someone in prison. But he says counties need more prosecutors and judges and some seed grants to get the drug courts going.
In the long run, spending money up front saves money later. So in overall, it's actually a cost-cutting measure.
State Senator Lena Taylor agrees. She says in the 7 hearings her committee has held around the state, drug courts came up as one of the number one priorities of both public officials and citizens.
Clearly, there is a movement around the state that people that vote us in, that they believe that we need to do something different because what we're doing now doesn't work.
But it's not clear that drug courts will get the state funding the counties say they need. Other treatment instead of prison programs are on the chopping block in the Republican version of the budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.